Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2019 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmillcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform that this conference is being recorded, and during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the question and answer session, where further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, Ms. Maristela Aparecido do Nascimento, Administrative and Financial Officer, and Mr. Luis Brezanola, Investor Relations Officer of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the second quarter 2019 results, in which we will provide important information related to IMC's performance in the quarter, as well as the main initiatives related to our four-pillar strategy. It consists of Frango Assado brownfield expansion in Brazil, Margaritaville and Lamb Shark expansion in the States, our central kitchen construction in Brazil, and fourth, the simplification of IMC business. Additionally, on last July 26, we announced an agreement with Multi QSR to incorporate KFC and Pizza Hut brands in Brazil. Now, on page two, before I start to speak about our second quarter results, I would just like to add that for a better performance comparison, my comments will be based on non-IFRS 16 figures. For the operating figures, I'd like to highlight, first, our road business in Brazil that posted 11% same-store sales and an operating income growth of 83%. Second, in the U.S. business, our operating income growth in dollars of 12%. Third, our Caribbean business that continues to deliver healthy operating margins that reached 26% this quarter. For the financial highlights, we posted consolidated same-store sales of 5%, revenues increasing 1.3% year-over-year, reaching 402 million reais, and an EBITDA of 38 million reais with a 7% growth and margin of 9.3%, a 50 basis points increase. At the bottom line, we posted 4 million reais net profit versus 3 million reais from last year. On slide three, we speak about Multi QSR. Before I jump into the details, I'd like to highlight that the agreement is pending approval by our shareholders at the August 28th extraordinary general assembly meeting, and also by CADE, the antitrust agency in Brazil. Multi QSR is the master franchisee for Pizza Hut and KFC in Brazil, and at the end of March, they had 249 restaurants, 31 owned, being 20 KFC and 11 Pizza Huts, and 218 franchisees with 42 KFCs and 176 Pizza Huts. Together with IMC, they all total 444 restaurants. At the gross revenue side, if we consider figures for 2019 and also the system sales, Multi QSR had approximately 640 million reais in revenues. That combined with IMC would bring total sales to 2.3 billion reais in 2018. On the deal structure on page four, the Martins family, owners of Multi QSR, together with Yum, the owners of Pizza Hut and KFC brands, will have approximately 15% of IMC with the issuance of around 29.4 million shares. Meanwhile, the Martins family will have almost 13%, and Yum Brands will have approximately 2%. On page five, we give an overview of the deal opportunities that range from market reasons, from pizza and chicken markets, company reasons to do the deal that will bring iconic brands and high returns restaurant formats, and also deal synergies that range from supply, business model, and stronger corporate governance. With that said, I would like to comment that Pizza Hut and KFC will bring two important markets to IMC business, the pizza and the chicken market in Brazil. On page 6, I will comment on the pizza market in Brazil that has approximately 36,000 restaurants in 2018, and Pizza Hut, one of the leading companies, had only 0.5% market share. Speaking about the chicken market, chicken is 50% of the protein consumed by the average Brazilian. And the largest restaurant chain is KFC with approximately 60 stores. Chicken is also affordable protein, which makes the addressable market even higher. We understand that both markets have strong opportunity and believe the IMC is capable to be one of the leading players to start expanding its presence. On slide 7, we give more details on the conversion of Vienna stores. In June, we had already closed 14 stores that had negative contribution margins, and we see opportunity for other conversions. Vienna brand is supporting the initiative, where we expect to convert approximately 20 stores out of 28 potential restaurants. On slide 8, we evaluate a store-in-store operation in which we could have a Pizza Hut corner inside our Frango Asado restaurants. That will give Pizza Hut access to over 1.5 million customers that goes to Frango Asado every month, and should also help Frango Asado stores as we attract customers interested in Pizza Hut brand. Turning to slide 9, we speak about the synergies with suppliers. On the chicken side, if the deal is approved, we'll buy 3.3 more chicken than we buy today. In terms of wheat flour, we'll double the purchase currently on IMC, and on the credit card transaction volume, we'll increase the volume by 70%. We also see synergies over equipment acquisition, also G&A and back office optimization. On slide 10, we detail our proposed board of directors. We note the addition of 3 members, Charles and Lincoln, from Martin's family, and their strong backgrounds on franchise business and also food business. And Joseph Cole, a global development VP for Pizza Hut at Yum. Mr. Cole has been with Yum for over 20 years with experience at both KFC and Pizza Hut brands in 4 different countries. Lastly, on slide 11, we detail the deal timeline. We expect to close the deal by October, but of course this is subject to antitrust approval, so this timeline might vary with time. Now on slide 12, we update IMC strategy pillars, including the merger with Multi QSR. 2 of our pillars has to do with expanding business with high return on invested capital. First one is Frango Asado in Brazil, second one is Margaritaville and Landshark in the U.S. And now we add the growth of Yum brands, Pizza Hut and KFC, as a third pillar of growth with high return on invested capital. At Frango Asado, we continue with the brownfield acquisition strategy, mostly in the Southeast region. We have active conversation with several groups, a few of them with more than 1 gas stations, and we have some NDA signed. On Margaritaville and Landshark, we maintain the expansion process within touristic cities and iconic locations. Since our last calls, we added 4 new locations, a Landshark at North Myrtle Beach, a Margaritaville and a Landshark in Oahu, Hawaii, and a Margaritaville at Bayside, Miami, reaching 11 locations planned for the next 24 months. At Pizza Hut and KFC, we have a strong pipeline to open own and franchise store in the coming months. On the margin side, our pillar is the central kitchen that we broke ground in May this year, and the development has been in line with our timeline to end it by the fourth quarter 2019, and also the restaurants are already being adapted. I would like to reemphasize that once this new central kitchen is ready, the automation kitchen project kicks in. All restaurants will be equipped with combi steam ovens, where they will finalize the food prepared in the new central kitchen. This should improve customer experience with increased food quality and consistency, and also improve profitability with reduced direct labor costs and food waste. And lastly, the 5th pillar of IMC simplification, we've been engaged to reduce IMC business complexity. Over the last years, we sold our operations in Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Dominican Republic. We also discontinued several brands such as Raps Go Fresh, Carl's Jr., Red Lobsters, and Eat & Co. brands in Brazil. More recently, we closed 14 stores with negative contribution margin in Brazil. We outsourced our logistics to a logistics operator. We also unified our products division, and we will convert the last Red Lobster into Olive Garden. Now, turning back to second quarter 2019 results on slide 13, We have the EBITDA bridge of 19 and 18. Consolidated EBITDA grew 6.7%, reaching 38 million reais and 9.3% margins. Brazilian operations, including G&A and others, totaled 4 million reais compared to 6 million reais in 2018. Despite the continuous improvement on our road business, which grew operating income by 83%, the decrease in operating income from the air business offset this gain. In the second quarter of 2019, we had a loss of Avianca's revenues with their bankruptcy. They accounted for 3.7 million reais in 2018. Also, last year we had a positive impact of 6 million reais in tax benefits in the air and mall business. In the U.S., operating income grew 12% in U.S. dollars in the quarter that was amplified in Brazilian reais, reaching 21 million reais, posting a 19% growth and 15% margins. In the Caribbean, we maintained a high margin level of 26% in the second quarter 19, despite the softer performance in Panama due to airport refurbishment. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to our Investor Relations Officer, Luis Felipe Brazaola, to explore in further details the results, and I'll come back later for our final remarks.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. Moving on to the next slide, we show the same-store sales performance in each country we operate. In the top left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales total 3.9%. The road segment posted a 10.7% positive same-store sales, reinforcing Frango Assado's good performance. Airports reached 8.8% decrease, led by the issues with Avianca, and malls was stable after three consecutive quarters of decline after non-performing stores closure. Next to the right, we can see that the U.S. operation had an 8.1% increase in reais and slightly increase in local currency. We note that food and beverage grew 1.2%, meanwhile the merchandise sales decreased by 9%, as a sector trend of reduction of restaurant merchandise. In the Caribbean, we had a slightly increase of 0.2% in reais and a decrease of 1.5% in constant currency, as Colombia's positive performance was offset by lower sales in the Panama airport, which has been under refurbishment. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 5% increase in reais and a 1.8% growth in constant currency. On the next slide, we have the company's consolidated results with a growth of 6.7% on its operating income. As Newton previously mentioned, the results were impacted mostly by the U.S. business operating income growth. Moving now to the Brazilian business, I will start with the road segment. Operating income grew 83% with a 400 bips increasing the operating margin that reached 10%. An improved product mix combined with the trucker strike and the World Cup last year were a factor behind this performance. On the next slide, we show the Brazilian air operations with operating income down by 50% to 5 million reais in margins that reached 11%. Besides Avianca bankruptcy, revenues were down given 14 store closure and the tax benefit in 2018. On the next slide, we review the mall operations. Same-store sales was flat after consecutive quarters of declining due to the closure of 12 underperforming stores at the beginning of June that helped to improve these figures. The operating income decreased by 3 million to reach 2 million reais, and margin was down by 430 bips to 4.1%, mostly on the tax benefit of the second quarter 2018 that was 4 million. Thus, we move on to the next slide to show the Brazilian operation on a consolidated view. The sum of all the business resulted on a 3.9% same-store sales driven by the roads performance. Revenues decreased by 2% mostly on the tax benefits in the second quarter 2018. Operating income was down by 30% to 4 million reais with a 1.9 margin, representing a 70 bips decrease. Same-store sales was slightly positive, and as mentioned previously, we note that the food and beverage grew 1.2%, meanwhile the merchandise sales decreased by 9%, as a sector trend of reductions of restaurants' merchandise sales. The operating income increased by 12% with the 15% margin on the back of higher efficiency with the food waste management and a disciplined process for ordering use of paper and other restaurant supplies. On the next slide, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we have presented the figures in reais and in constant currency. Same-store sales in Caribbean was down by 1.5%, made in a byline by Panama due to the airport refurbishment, which offsets Colombia's positive performance, resulting in a net revenue decrease of 1% year-over-year. Despite the lower sales, the Caribbean operation managed to sustain the high level of margins at 25.7% from 24.8% in the second quarter 2018. Now, on the next slide, commenting on the company's cash flow, our operating cash flow after maintenance capex totaled 20 million reais versus 13 million in the second quarter 2018. Lower working capital needs with the conversion of tax credits in cash and lower contingency disbursements was partially offset by higher capex due to the central kitchen construction, improvements and refurbishments at our road business in Brazil and in the U.S. Jumping into the next slide, continuing with the cash flow, you can see that we consumed 6 million reais in cash in the second quarter 2019. In this theme, I would like to highlight the reduced amount of financing activities given the down payment of 17 million reais that happened last year, and also the lower FX impact with cash and equivalents. Now I would like to turn the floor back to Newton for his closing remarks.
Thanks for joining our call. And as our final remarks, I would like to reemphasize the main highlights of IMC's five-pillar strategy for the next few months. Number one is growth of Frango Asado in Brazil through brownfield acquisitions. Number two, expansion of Margaritaville in Landshark in the U.S. Number three, assuming the deal goes through, is the addition of Pizza Hut and KFC expansion. Number four is improving margin in Brazil mainly through our central kitchen project. And number five, a continuous simplification of IOMC business to reduce its complexity. This concludes my comments, and now I open the floor for questions. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any time your question has been addressed, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Newton Maya for any closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for joining us in this call. I'd like to reinforce that we're very excited about the development on our five-pillar strategy on Frango, Margaritaville, the Central Kitchen and IMC simplification, and now with the deal, the expansion of KFC and Pizza Hut, and also put ourselves available through our investor relations department to answer any questions or any doubts that you might have. Thanks a lot and have a good morning.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.